there's a whole part in the beginning before you say welcome to the red pill, like where I'm going, oh, I need to get a water and this shit and that shit. So when you give me the audio, flip it just to where you start to welcome to the red pill.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Listen to it. There I am. Good morning, people. Afternoon, evening, wherever you are, whatever it is. I'm here. Oh, you can't see my eyes. I don't want you to see my eyes. All right. Well, it's time for the pill of red.
Yep.
I took a double dose this morning because I've been infiltrated with propaganda all day. Here, I joined the Illuminati again. I got the fucking t-shirt. Here's the guy.
It's all good.
I was saying, I got inundated. Will you make sure the shot is good, Kevin?
Yeah.
Are we good? Lovely rainy ass crappy day out. But anyway, yeah, I was saying I was inundated with propaganda the moment I woke up this morning. You know, I listen to radio. I listen to morning radio because I've been in the radio business, and I actually like the people that are on the air out here, and I kind of know them. I've been on their morning show before. And all I am heard about all freaking day is Veterans Day, Veterans Day, Veterans Day, Veterans Day, Veterans Day. Let's salute our veterans. Let's salute our veterans, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how patriotic you have to be to salute our veterans. Now, that being said, I will start right off, full disclosure, my father is a veteran. He served in the Korean War.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't even make the connection till recently. I remembered who he was, you know, I kind of remember that. And then people say, you know, your father was a veteran. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, he did. He did serve 2 years in the Army in Korea back in the day, another one of those fake propaganda wars. So, yeah, so full disclosure, my father is a veteran. I did not serve in the military. I happened to come up and grow up at a time during Vietnam, and the Vietnam War had just ended when I was eligible for the draft and all that. And I guess the government and the people were just tired of war, and they ended selective service. They just stopped it and made it an all-volunteer army because people were just so burnt out and so tired with Vietnam. And we were in a time of peace. You know, Vietnam had ended, I think, in 1975, and I was eligible in 77. So I got out of it, you know, and people criticize me. Oh, you never served time in the military. Well, you know, I didn't have to.
So why do it?
Why do it? I didn't have to. They didn't want me to. They didn't even want me to register. I know you even guys have to register at a certain age at 18. I didn't even have to. It was all volunteer army back then. It was only for a certain period of time. I got lucky. Yeah. I got really lucky. I slipped in during that window when it was an all volunteer army. You didn't even have to register. Nobody really wanted anything to do with war after Vietnam. It was such a horrible,
that's
horrible
how it was.
Thing. And you know what? I wouldn't have gone to war anyway because I grew up during Vietnam.
Yeah.
And I saw. And the way they propagandized, and every day that was on the news, and they were putting body counts. And it was much more shown than it is now, than the wars are now. I mean, the wars are kind of a footnote now. You know what I mean? It's like everything else is more important, like Kanye and fucking Kim and Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, and this, that, and the other thing, you know.
But it was big at that
big,
time.
That was it. That was the main story. That's what they opened up with. Boom, the war in Vietnam. You know, every night, every fucking night. Either that or was it some assassination that was happening.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't always an opener these days.
No.
It's on the list. It's in there.
Yeah, you know, because you have to remember, besides that, what went along with the Vietnam War was the protests and the whole social uprising that came along with it. That didn't happen in Iraq. I mean, the last major war we had was the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Well, nobody has jumped around. And I mean, it's the same deal. It's in a foreign soil. It's for really nobody can figure out any good damn reason for it.
Not with that one.
Right. The same as Vietnam. I mean, you know, it was just to protect another country, protect communism, to protect us against communism. Well, you know what? You know what? We're closer to a communist country than you think. So, you know, the reasoning was the same. You know, protect us against terrorism. What's the difference? Terrorism, communism, those were the buzzwords of those days.
Yeah.
60s, it was communism. The 90s and the 2000s, terrorism. What's the fucking difference? So either way, we were going into a country, but you didn't see that kind of social uprising. You didn't see, you saw some minor protests. I mean, I participated in an anti-war protest, but it wasn't particularly anti the Iraq war, it was just anti-war in general.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm an anti-war protester. Yeah, I am. I am. I don't like war. I don't know who does. I mean, I would like to, and I know this is about veterans, so we're talking about war, right?
Yeah.
So, I would like to go out there with a microphone and go out to a large crowded place, maybe some sporting event, and just start asking people, do you like war?
Yeah.
And see the percentage and just the population, not the government officials, but the general population. How many do you like war? Do you think we should be at war? Do you like fighting wars? Do you like to see your kid go get killed at war, whatever? I bet at most 99%, 90% would say no.
Yeah, not many people like war.
You know who would say yes? The people in the military.
Yeah,
you run into some military people who say yes.
But then also what it is like, of course, when you have these false flag events and you're always like looking for these enemies to pin certain things on, and then you get a rise out of people that way, and you get people so angry with these events that they say, well, we got to bomb these terrorists. We got to do this. We got to attack their country. And they don't even really know what they're talking about, but all they know is that some people should die because our people died. Do we even know how our people died? No, but they said it was this guy. Fucking get them. You know, like that's about it, as pro-war as I can see people getting for the most part. But like you said, if you were to ask people generally, hey, you like war? You think it's a good idea to just go like fucking massacring people? And most
for
people,
what?
Yeah, for what?
Because when they don't even come into your country?
Yeah. You know,
one thing if
most
they...
Most people would say no.
Right. Now, even 9/11, they said was an attack on our country, an incursion onto our borders.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't prove who fucking did it. You know. Couldn't prove it. You know, even your official story just says a bunch of fucking terrorists did it.
Yeah.
So you can't blame it on any country. You know, even though we all know that a certain country had to fund those terrorists. Somebody had to fund them. They don't do this for free.
Yeah.
Because it's for fun. I mean, that shit costs money. Right. Somebody gave them the money to do it. And even if they didn't really do it, somebody planted those bombs inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody funded it. You know, whether it was our own government, whether it was the other governments, whatever, Saudis, Israeli, whoever it was, somebody funded those people. So there was no country that you could actually be mad at. You know, like when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, okay, we can go after Japan. That was a good reason to get in World War II.
Well, yeah.
But here, with 9/11, you know, that was what they say was an attack on our borders. You couldn't pin that on any country.
Mm-hmm.
So they picked a random country.
Yeah. Pretty much
who they didn't fucking like. You know, my daddy don't like that guy. I said, damn, let's blame him. You know, yeah. We were going to get him anyway. That's really who we wanted anyway. So anyway, yeah, so that's a different story. But still, there was no outrage over that shit.
Yeah.
No, there was no outrage. Nobody fucking protest. There was no, none of that. That just shows the difference in our society these days. You know what I mean? And the youth, you know, back then it was the youth, really the youth who was doing the uprising and all at the colleges and, you know, in San Francisco, Haight-Ashbury, and all that was a hotbed. It was for youth. You know, the whole hippie and the countercultural movement of the 60s and anti-war movement was really youth-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those youths are fucking running the country now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of these guys, Bernie Sanders, and a lot of these people were anti-war people back in the 60s, and here they are funding.
Yeah.
Seriously. So it's just amazing how things, the culture has changed. You know, people don't care anymore about the war. People don't care that people are dying over in Iraq, that our soldiers are dying for no good reason but money. Money, 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 money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we could talk about war. We can talk about the falsity of war. And, you know, like you said, you can't say a bad thing about war on Veterans Day, you know?
No, this is the most un-American, disrespectful, you'd be ridiculed up the ass. I mean, that's the worst thing you could do. I mean, obviously, because of the following that we have, and even though my little personal following on the side with the alternative media, I have so many, you know, conspiracy conscious people, whatever you want to call it, on my Facebook now, and they're all posting such anti-American things, as people say, on Veterans Day, and people are flipping out like, this is so un-American, this is so disrespectful to the people that served, and it gets pretty wild when you see it from that perspective, because for a minute there, I didn't have people like that I was connected with online. I didn't see people that were speaking out like that.
Right. No, it's different. Totally different. And yeah, you do get looked at as kind of like an anti-American, unpatriotic if you speak out.
Yeah, like a scumbag.
Against. Yeah, Veterans Day. And you know, it isn't. I have nothing against the veterans. I feel bad for the veterans.
Yeah.
I mean, really, these people are maimed, injured, got cancers from war, from going to war. And they're put under war for a false pretense. They think they're protecting their country. But if you really look at it logically, Do you know what I mean? Unless they're coming into your borders, you're not protecting your country. What you're doing is protecting your country's economic interests.
Yeah, that's just the
And it's not even your country's economic interests. It's the bankers and economic interests. You know, it's the above your country. It's that second layer of world government, which, look, there is. The shadow government is the world government, okay? It's there who you're really fighting for. You're not fighting for your country.
Yeah.
It's nothing patriotic about going to war. You're just a mercenary for the bankers. Seriously, if you look at every single war, they all had an economic consequence that benefited the agenda. Starting from World War I, I mean, starting from the Revolution. People think the Revolution was like this wonderful esoteric uprising by these people. First of all, no. The reason that George Washington and his folks left, okay, first of all, was they were Masons, okay? They were sent over by the Masons to start because the Masons were getting persecuted over in England by the church. It was right at that time when they were going after them. The Illuminati had started and all that. The church didn't like that shit, okay? So they were Masons. They were sent over here. They created this country to be like a Masonic, what do they call it? Republic. Stand alone, okay? This was the dream of the whole thing, the New World Order, the whole deal, this country. The Revolution was funded by both sides. The French people helped us in the Revolution. We owed them after. You know, people don't realize it was about money. Somebody had to fund the Revolution here.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? It didn't come from grassroots shit. We didn't even have our own money at the time.
Yeah.
People don't realize, even from the Revolution.
No.
They were still a part of England, regardless. You know, I put up a post the other day, like 40 facts that people don't know. Man, go back and look at that, because it says we never really seceded from England, that we're still a part of the English Empire on paper. There's a lot of shit in there. Read it. It's on the Truth to Scary. It blew my mind when I read it.
Yeah.
It was like 40 things the average American, it was crazy. But I really opened my eyes, and you guys should check it out. But, yeah, these things, wars from the beginning were all meant to, move forward the agenda.
Yeah.
You know, the War of 1812, England tried to come back in and get us again.
And this country been at war for a long time.
And
a lot of the people that a lot of the countries we go after, you look at how many wars they've been in, Hardly any.
I mean, yeah, Japan's been in a few, China's been in a few, Russia, the big guys. Iraq hasn't been in any. Iran never attacked anyone.
No.
None of the little countries that they claim are these
look
big
at the list.
Problems.
Look at the list for America.
Do shit. Oh, we attack everybody.
Fucking kill everybody.
And they're little shit countries.
Yeah.
Right? Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. What is, come on. Why don't you go after the big dogs? Let's go. Rock and roll. You're going to have a war. Let's have a war. These little wars are just meant to keep the military going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's face it. Military is a business. That's all it is. It is one third. Do you realize that? It is one third of the country's economy. Without war, dude, a lot of people are out of work.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a whole industry, and people don't realize that, and it has to be kept going. That's why I always say there's never going to be world peace as long as we have an army and as long as we have a military.
Yeah, and it's just, then that's
what are they
going to
do? Sit around and play checkers? Who's going to pay the fucking guys to do what?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of money going into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They got to keep them busy. I hate to tell you. So if there's not a war, they're going to go looking for a war.
Yeah.
That's the realistic. If it's quiet, they're going to go looking for a war. Anything that'll move forward the agenda. World War One.
And it's been quiet. It's been quiet, you know?
Well, this Middle Eastern thing has been brewing for a while.
It's been brewing.
You know what I mean? But you're right. It was Iraq. Right. They were trying to pull out of Iraq.
Yeah, that's
pull
what
I mean. Out of Afghanistan, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then again, they went in and killed off Gaddafi in Libya. See, this is the second. This is the final part of the agenda. World War One was one part. They had to get Woodrow Wilson in there. They had to get us involved in that war because it was what slipped the loophole in there to get the Federal Reserve and all that other shit in. Okay, so that was step one, World War One. We had to be involved in that. They blackmailed Woodrow Wilson, literally, and then had a false flag event to get us into that. Okay? So then World War II, we all know the agenda behind World War II was to get the State of Israel reinstated, and they did that. and the United Nations. World War One got what was called the League of Nations. So all these wars have furthered the agenda of those who run the world, the top dogs. I hate even calling them the Illuminati because that gives them like some kind of mystique.
Yeah.
There's no fucking mystique about these guys. They're bankers, they're business people, they're government people, they're diplomats. There's no fucking mystique. Why give them a cute little name like the Illuminati?
Yeah.
So you 1%, bankers, whatever you want to call them, dickheads, assholes, don't give them a nice, cute name. I mean, I wear the shirt. Fucking stylish, cool name. Yeah, fuck
sound
them.
Sound like a club. Yeah, right. It's like a big club, and you ain't in it.
Right. Carlos, it's a simple call. It's a simple thing. They're the bankers. They have the money. They run the world.
Yeah.
Hello. They have the money and the power. They run the world. You call them whatever you want. But anyway, every war has benefited their agenda. Their final agenda is to be the people in sole control running everything. Bottom line, everything consolidated on one under one umbrella, and that is their umbrella. Pretty much done through the United Nations. That's their arm of control. And World War II got this state of Israel put in. They used the whole Hitler thing, the Jews, blah, 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 blah. That was the agenda the whole time. Because the Rothschilds funded both sides of the war. They're the money people. And a lot of soldiers have figured this out.
Yeah. A
guy named Pat Tillman figured it out. Went to Afghanistan. Ever heard of Pat Tillman? Football player, famous football player.
No, I haven't.
Decided after 9/11 that he was going to go help serve his country and go join the army. And he went over to Afghanistan because we weren't in Iraq yet. And he's fighting over in Afghanistan and he figures it out. He figures it out that he found out and he was going to come back because he's Pat Tillman. He has a voice. People will listen to him. Going to come back out. They found out through some correspondence with his brother that he kind of figured out the whole scam, that he really wasn't fighting for freedom. They were protecting poppy fields, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He was going to go blow the whistle on the whole thing, and he gets killed by friendly fire.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, friendly fire. His own troops killed him.
Friendly fire.
They get away with that excuse. I mean, there's been investigations into it. The family knows it was bullshit. So you know what I'm saying? People have figured it out. I don't know how many soldiers you could talk to that figured it out. You know what I mean? That figured out they're not fighting for freedom. They're fighting for money.
Yeah.
They're fighting for money. They're nothing but pawns in an industry. In an industry that depends on death and violence and destruction to make its money as its main form of getting income, making income and supporting people's lives. That's what it is. It's a business.
Yeah.
War is a fucking business. And there's nothing patriotic about it. You're not serving your country. You're serving the bankers. Do you know what I mean? If you got to look at really what has come out of any of these fucking wars throughout history, and it's not served the people. How do you get into a war in 1913 and you're in a depression in 1920? Isn't war supposed to stimulate the economy? Do you know what I'm saying? So it's bullshit. It's just a lie. It's a lot of propaganda. They try and make you feel like you're under threat all the time. All the time, your freedoms are under threat. No, you know who's taking away your freedoms? It's not the Iraqis, and it's not the Iranians, and it's not the... Who's taking away your freedoms day by day? Your own government, right?
Sorry to say.
Yeah. So who's the war? Who should be at war against, right? Okay. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. But honestly, you know, really the real problem stems right from within. And we love to push this out on other countries and say that they're the problem and they're the issue. But it's really us. It's really us. And, you know, mark my words, there is a World War III coming. And it's brewing right now. Right now you can see it. You can see it. You know, I saw a video online the other day with ISIS carrying some convoy through Syria or into Syria, and they were escorted by a Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right behind them, following them the whole way in. Didn't fire a shot.
This is wrong.
And as soon as they got over the fucking border, he flew away. Black Hawks are from the U.S. Now, unless they hijacked a Black Hawk and stole it, and that's probably what the U.S. is saying, USA was behind ISIS the whole time.
Of course. Of course.
Right?
It's coming out everywhere.
Everywhere. Now. Everywhere. The truth will always fucking come out. Now, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That our government would do that. But don't put it past them. Don't fucking put it past them. That's how badly they want this agenda put in place.
And they were these big bad dudes, and nobody could. Everyone was so worried about ISIS is going to come and get us, and then Russia comes in
And wipes them, practically destroys them.
Practically destroys them. Like, yeah. In no time.
In no time.
Yeah.
Because Russia's serious.
Yeah.
Right. And who knows if that whole bomb planted on the plane, whatever thing, was done by, right? Not by ISIS, but blamed on ISIS.
Yeah.
Right? You know, this is, they want a war right now. They want a war. I'm telling you, that's part of the agenda. Nobody wants to believe me. Well, they do. They do want to believe me. They, you
know, no, there's quite a few
do.
People.
They understand. There is a few people who believe me. It's easy to find out. You can find the agenda. It's very easy. Yeah. There's plenty of places where it's totally written down. There's a three-war agenda. That this is the third one. It's time.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who can't see that, you know, it's crazy. Yeah, they may hold it off a little bit here, a little bit there, but eventually it's going to happen. Bottom line, life during wartime, you know, that's it. Now we've got to get used to it. Again, but it won't be, maybe it'll be on our own soil this time.
I
know,
not.
You know, nobody ever attacks, you know, other than 9/11, which we know was done by us. Nobody's ever dropped bombs over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't drop bombs over here. They don't touch us. They don't, the big ones, nobody ever fucks with them.
Yeah.
Because they know.
Because they know what the
they know what the consequences are. Yeah. Everybody fucks with the little countries. They love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I love it when Cat Williams said, he's like, you know, America, they just think they're so gangster. They'll sit on TV and just be like, say our name, bitch. See if we don't come over there in your country and kill all your people.
Yeah.
And he said, I love it.
And blame it on somebody else.
Yeah. So he said, everyone was saying, what the hell are we doing in Iraq? And again, I love it when he says, yeah, we're over there fighting with Iraq, right? Show me what the Iraqi military uniform looks like. We're killing them.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We're killing the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so there was no Iraqi military at that time. They had all deserted. So who are you fighting?
Right. but it's just something, you know, that passes by people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, we're at war. We're at war right now.
We're always at war.
Yeah. We've always been at war. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, oh, what's going on with Kanye and Kim? Oh, you know. Garbage that's out there these days that passes for news.
It's fucking disgusting, man. I'm completely anti-war.
Dude, they're promoting football during news programs.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Football. Who cares? Any kind of distraction to take us away from what's really going on.
There's too many questions that don't add up. And if you just start to delve into it quite a bit, if you don't have something then quickly divert your attention, you might come to some pretty fucking amazing answers.
Yeah. Yeah. That you don't like, that don't match up with what they say.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always the case. That's what people like you and I and the other people who are involved in this movement with some logic to their mind, who aren't driven totally by their emotions and who aren't able to be manipulated anymore.
Mm-hmm.
By the media, for whatever reason, through our own research, through our own awakenings, you know, are getting tired of this shit. Yeah. I'm getting tired of those. It just doesn't make sense anymore to me. None of it. None of it makes sense anymore to me.
Yeah.
Because you finally, I guess, my logical mind took over. And it's like, if you look at any of this stuff logically, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All they do is pull on your emotions and your fear. But nobody's attacking this country.
Yeah.
You have nothing to be afraid of. Really. They're the ones who has shit to be afraid of. And they're pushing their fear onto you. That's it. Because it's going to affect their economic, their pocketbooks, their control, their power, their little game plan to take over, you know, this fucking world, whatever. You know, it's just a lot of crap that, you know, I think a lot of people are tired of.
Yeah.
I really am. I don't know how they're going to spin a world war and let the and think that the public is going to fucking go for it, but you know they'll work on it. You know, they'll work on it.
Oh yeah, I hope it keeps getting pushed, man. I don't want to see this guy. I don't want to see this go down.
No, but really. I mean, to all the veterans out there, if there are veterans out there listening, please, I want y'all to know I respect every single one of you. No disrespect. You put your life on the line. You are suffering from PTSD. You got all the whatever physical ailments you came out. Or even if you just came out unscathed, whatever, you took aside 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever many years of your life and dedicated it to a cause that you believed in, which wasn't the truth, which wasn't really what you were fighting for.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say I feel bad for them, because it's more than that. I appreciate them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I respect them.
Yes.
And I want people to know, like I said, my dad was a veteran, you know what I mean? And so it's nothing against the actual people who serve in the military. and who do this.
Because the intentions are still the same.
Right. They have good intentions, most of them. I would say once you get up to the general rank and you start running shit, you start knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
But as a soldier, I think you really believe it. But I mean, one of the things that was good on that radio show I was listening to, they were talking about PTSD, and it's like, imagine being a normal person in life, okay? And then all of a sudden being thrown into a situation like that, like war, where you actually have to kill people, where every threat, everything is a threat. Every single thing, every corner you have to look around. You're constantly trained to, like, be aware of every fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
And your life is constantly in danger. Every moment, waking and sleeping moment. And you might have to kill somebody, and you've seen some things like that, most that you and I have never seen. Normal people would never see.
Yeah.
And then you have to come back to society and try to adapt to normal society after all that training and all that shit is programmed and embedded in your head for all those years. It's rough.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the people who have to go through that. You know what I mean? And I always thought the PTSD was kind of a phony. But I'm going to tell you, for soldiers, I believe it's real. Once I heard somebody break it down like that, it's like, yeah, I could see it for soldiers. I can see that PTSD is actually a real deal.
Oh, yeah.
A real deal for soldiers.
Yeah, I've known
I still question it with the civilians, you know what I mean, who are running around with PTSD.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy put up a good point. He said everybody deals with the anxiety part of it. It's really the memories that lie in their heads.
Right, and that's some traumatic shit.
Yeah, that you have to deal with those memories and just having reconciling that. It's not the...
Oh, I would probably have it if I went into war.
Shit, yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't want to kill people.
Yeah.
I'm totally against... A lot of these people are probably totally against killing people before they go in. And then they drill it and program them. They change their whole way of thinking. You know what I mean? What do they expect? What are, you can't imagine the programming and the drilling and the crap that goes into a poor, you know, in the military. It's a whole other world that we can't even imagine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just I've always had the same feeling about war. It sounds very general. It sounds very hippie-ish. I'm against killing. I'm against war in general. Mm-hmm. We could break it down into the specifics of the political arena and why it's supposedly done, or whether it's for legitimate reasons or because of what we really know what's going on. But either way, right. You know, it's when I hear family members saying, and my brothers and my younger cousins who don't even know their American history and everything are saying, right. you know, you could get all these benefits and this and that and here we go. And it's like, it's just all for, I mean, not that I feel it's ever really right to go to war, but even within that whole situation, it's for the wrong reasons to begin with, and you just, these kids are saying, like, I want to serve, and I don't even think they really know what they're talking about at that point. It's just,
no,
I can't fuck it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see
propaganda program.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I know I sound anti-American or whatever the fuck. I've
no, you're anti-war.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's all. I'm just anti-war. I'm not anti-American.
I'm anti-war. I'm anti-killing. I've told my younger brothers when they try to put this shit in their head. You know, almost. You know, I said to them, you know, I don't want my brother, you know, being killed in a war. I don't want my brother killing people. Like, it's just fucking.
It won't be your brother anymore when he comes back.
No.
I mean, it'll change him.
Some horrific fucking circumstances. It really is. And it's...
I know which brother you're thinking about.
Yeah. You know? I mean...
It's a shame, you know? It is. And, you know, I work with the military people and I told you, the military family and stuff. And I get it. I get it. You know, I don't even fuck with them. I don't even try and go there with them because, you know, you're opening a can of worms that, you know, you may not be able to close if you start attacking with a military type person. Do you know what I mean? We're talking people whose whole family's been in the military.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with them. I don't. I'd rather talk on the air. Maybe they'll listen, you know?
Yeah. The bottom line is it seems like it always with a uniform, you know, killing is acceptable. You know, if you were like a vigilante and you killed bad people, you killed people that would harm others, and you're going to jail. You're still a criminal. But, you know, as a policeman, as a soldier, like, this is all when it's okay, when it's for the system, when it's for the government. And
it's bad. I heard today on the news they were discussing veterans and where veterans could find jobs, right?
Yeah.
And so the guy from the state police comes on and he says, well, I want y'all to know that the state police likes to hire veterans. After all, we are a paramilitary organization.
Oof.
Now, here he is, the state police spokesman, describing the state police. And this is Connecticut. We are a paramilitary organization. Ooh. The state police is a paramilitary organization. I have never heard it described like that before.
Never. I've never, never heard that.
He'd never heard it described like that. And he says, yeah, and we like veterans. We like people with that mindset. So please, if you're a veteran, feel free to apply to the state police. But can you believe he said a paramilitary organization?
I mean, it makes sense. I never heard it, though.
No, but it is.
Yeah.
Meaning it's the next level below military.
Yeah.
But the, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I was
no,
shocked
still
when
kind
I heard
shocked
him
well. I'm just
describe
hearing it, now,
it like
so
that.
I'm a little bit shocked. But shit.
Right? So this is the stuff. This is why I wanted to talk about it today. This is the propaganda I'm hearing out there on Veterans Day, all over the place. A paramilitary organization, the state police. And they're like even have less, I don't want to say less, but they do less than the local police do. You know what I mean? They really just cruise the highways and take care of state properties. Like if you're in your town and you do something wrong and a statey sees you, he has to call the local guy to come bust you because it's not his turf. If you're in a state park and you fuck around, he can bust you. If you're on the highway and you fuck around, he can bust you. If you go on state property, like the reservoir, he can bust you. But if you're driving and you're speeding and a statey sees you, all he can do is phone in the local guys and tell them to go get you.
Yeah.
He has no authority. Or he can detain you. But he can't put it, you know what I mean? He can't give you the ticket. He can't do anything. He has no authority. But yet they're a paramilitary organization. So, I mean, imagine what the locals, and the locals are becoming militarized.
Oh, completely.
They're taking surplus military and giving them to the police departments. So you're going to have local police military in your town.
With that mindset.
Yeah.
You know, with that like mindset. You were just saying, people who are always looking for someone that's threatening.
Right.
I mean, and isn't that what we have right now?
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at, I mean...
Even now the public has that mindset.
Yeah, I mean, I picture the mind... I just, like, almost imagine it as the mindset of someone who might fucking punch you in the face if you tapped them on the shoulder.
Yeah,
to,
or said boo.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just... Or fucking shoot you, just like that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, sometimes it's that. And what we're seeing right now is totally outrageous with the police.
It
we
is.
Talked about that before. We don't even dive completely into it.
So they're paramilitary now. Now we know.
It just keeps getting worse, man. You know?
If the state police is paramilitary, so is the local.
Yeah.
So now, see, this is how they're classifying themselves. They're no longer police. They're paramilitary.
Yeah, and it's like a war with regular citizens. I mean, I can see that it's that mindset.
Yeah.
I can really see that it's that mindset. They're not protecting and
so now we're
anymore.
All veterans, aren't we? Because we're at war with the police and we survived.
For real. I just saw 8 cops beat the shit out of a dude for jaywalking the other day.
I can't even look at those videos
anymore. I can't.
Anymore.
It's because it's fucking daily now. And then when you see, it's like you could see they don't have the mindset of we are serving
the
citizens.
They killed a 6-year-old kid or something like that. And they finally busted the cops. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
You could see they don't have the mindset of protect and serve anymore. They are trained to see everybody as their enemy. And it's like if anybody does, you know, sort of steps out of line. I mean, laws that are minor laws that people break.
Yeah, people
like,
they didn't even care about before,
laws.
Dude.
They're freaking the fuck out.
They didn't even care about those laws before.
And it's not going to be too long before you can't break any minor little law that you might have gotten like a ticket for or some shit before. They're just coming in and beating the fuck
zero
out of
tolerance.
Everybody.
Zero fucking tolerance these days. Really. And you got to know, I come from an area where there was a lot of tolerance.
Yeah.
Cops really only fucked with you if you did bad things. Little minor stuff. They didn't care about, you know, but you're talking jaywalking, right?
Yeah.
Well, nobody gets busted for jaywalking anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, California, yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
But
like,
I mean, here, you fucking jaywalk all day and night. I see them do it in front of cops. Yeah. Nobody cares. I mean, stupid little things, right? They're going to get you for now. They're going to start getting for. I don't know why, but it's now a zero tolerance mentality. And it's even that way in the general public. Nobody has tolerance for anybody's opinions that are different than the mainstream. Nobody has any tolerance for breaking the fucking rules anymore. I mean, this is just the way the society is, right? You can't speak out against war. Oh, my. You're anti-veteran. Do you know what I mean?
Anti-veteran,
you can't speak out against
anti-gay,
anti-Semite. Yeah, you can't speak out against anything.
Anti-police. I mean, whatever. It's just, I get it. Believe me, I really, and I'm not trying to sound ignorant. I understand that there is a respect for people in uniform, and they do put their lives on the line, and there are some good police, you know, and
there's
and
good like, in all of them.
There's good and bad everywhere. And it's just the bottom line is that when I see something that's I feel is morally wrong, it's morally wrong. When I see something that's morally right, it's morally right. And I don't feel that we could step over that just because of a uniform or just because of what reason you're killing right. Or what reason yeah. you're beating the I fuck mean, out
it,
of people.
I mean, it was thou shalt not kill, right?
Yeah.
Didn't say unless it's war.
Yeah, or unless you got a badge, yeah, you know, and then someone's jaywalking.
Right. Like, thou shalt not kill. That's pretty freaking easy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it. That's what I live by. I don't want to kill. I don't even kill animals. Fuck no. I don't want to. I mean, not saying I didn't used to kill, but who the hell wants to kill another human?
Yeah.
They have a life. I don't care if he's Iraqi, Afghanistan. They have a life. They have a wife. They might have kids. Who knows what the hell they have? They have a mother. They have a father for sure. Why do I want to snuff out their life?
Yeah. And
just because it's different than mine. They live in a different country, speak a different language, go by different rules. Okay, fine. Well, you know, they're not hurting me.
Yeah. I mean, I want people before people that, you know, assume, you know, with situations like this that you know, it's coming from somebody who doesn't really know what they're talking about, just likes to read up on blogs and everything. You know, remember, early on when we first started this podcast, I was almost going to go training to be
a
security officer until I saw what the fuck that was about, that was almost like being a cop. And I was
paramilitary too?
Yeah, and I was talking to people and I was talking to my boss at the time and I said, well, what are you actually supposed to do if somebody tries to harm you, you know, if I want to get my gun license, if I'm armed and everything, and they aren't armed. And I honestly got the answer, you know, the best thing to do is honestly just shoot them in the chest, because if they're dead, then they can't, you know, they can't testify against you in court. That's all I fucking needed to hear.
That's
I'm like,
it.
Are you fucking kidding me? We're not the police. I just want to be a fucking security guard. Stand outside a place that's never going to get robbed and fucking make money just sitting there.
Right.
Jesus Christ. When I heard that shit, I was like, this is
I'm done,
real.
Right?
This isn't just something where it's not conspiracy nut bullshit. It's not people that are too radical. It's just being a security guard. I couldn't imagine trying to be a cop or be in the military.
Shoot to kill.
That was it, right there. They told me there's no such thing as a warning shot anymore.
And not anymore.
I say you can't shoot someone in the leg. If you have to, shoot them in the foot. I said there's no such thing in the warning
shot. They
don't
want to deal with it.
They said the warning shot goes right into their fucking chest. That's what they said in the class.
Yeah.
It was right after Ferguson. There were black people in the class. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's
nice,
all
right?
I needed to hear.
That's the way they train them.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in today. So, I mean, with that, I mean, I'm good. Are you?
Yeah,
I'm good. So, anyway, all veterans out there, look, no offense.
Honestly.
We appreciate your sacrifice, and it was a big sacrifice. And we just, you know, we do. We really do appreciate that stuff. Please. So don't take us wrong. We're not anti-American. We're just anti-war.
Anti-war.
That's right. So check us out, Red Pill, truthiscary.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at truthiscary, Periscope. We got us on Blog Talk Radio, the TIS Network.
That's right. We'll see you guys next week.
Kev Rock Entertainment, all of it. See you guys next week. Thanks.
Later.
Peace.